huge rally in New York City. Amy, are you there?
I'm with you, Dennis.
Amy, well, why don't you tell us what happened? We're just about to get this huge march back in downtown San Francisco, but what's been happening in New York City, my old hometown?
Well, the protest has been massive today, a resounding no to war. It began about 11:30 this morning, and the waves of people never stopped for another 5 hours as they marched from the Armed Forces Recruiting Station at 42nd Street, past 34th, past Union Square to Washington Square Park. It took about 4 or 5 hours for the marching to stop, which meant, well, I certainly didn't count them since we were covering the march, but it looked to me like about 1 million people. People marched for hours, and they weren't going in circles. They marched to Washington Square, where I am right now. It's the end of the day. Now that the police have come out, there are some skirmishes with a couple thousand protesters who are left here. The police have come out with riot gear and on horseback. There have been arrests made. But that didn't characterize the overall rally. It was one of people coming from many different states, hundreds of thousands, perhaps 1 million, as the bombs rained down on Baghdad, as 1,000 missiles have hit Iraq, as now the Sydney Morning Herald and CNN are reporting that napalm has been used against the Iraqis, and people here are saying no.
Napalm, huh? Chemical weapons. Amy, what has the mood of the crowd changed since the intensive bombing? Can you sense that people have sort of changed a little bit, are more focused, more serious?
Well, it definitely wasn't a party atmosphere. It was a gorgeous day today in New York. People were holding up signs. People were very serious. Many people I spoke to who had not come out before to march, but they were saying no. They were saying no to war. They were saying no to terror. I would not say, was a feeling of resignation. There was a demand that the invasion stop now.
All right, Amy Goodman, Democracy Now!, joining us from New York City. Thanks for that special report on what's been going on in this huge march. Have you heard what the police are estimating the crowd at?
I don't know what the police are saying right now, but there's no question this is one of the largest marches that New York has ever seen, perhaps since 1982 with the anti-nuclear marches of 1 million to 2 million people.
Well, Amy, the several hundred people who are waiting for the big march to come back here are cheering. They're happy to hear it, and we're happy to hear from you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Dennis, and thanks for being there.
All right. You take care now. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
And you're listening to this live coverage from downtown San Francisco. We're going to go to Santa